Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Gina's Groove Theory. I'd like to welcome you as well. This is my second night back on the air after coming back from my voice being gone. We're back into business now. Tonight's show is named and dubbed "The Mind is a Terrible Thing to Waste." For many years, the slogan ran true. It rang true to the ears of Black children all across the world. The United Negro College Fund was the platform that we could associate those eight words that made a powerful statement to those who were seeking an education that was equal to their counterparts and their competitors of the corporate world of making money. But making money for who did it serve? It's a question. Many of those that go through the system of education and end up unemployable and even worse, discriminated against, which always ends up in an unemployment situation and sometimes a labor suit. Well, this is Talk Basic English, where you're wasting your mind and valuable time if you do these things. We have a guest in studio, so we're going to go ahead and let my sister in and let her say hello to everyone. Hello? Hello?
Yes. Yeah. Hi, this is Corinthia Thompson.
Hi. I'd like to welcome you to Gina's studio.
Yes,
go ahead.
I'm so pleased to be on the show today. So many things that need to be addressed, especially in the Black communities. We need to be able to understand that where wealth is, it's in our hands, but we need to start putting it in our communities so we can grow as a great community and not depend on others.
That's absolutely correct. I was telling Corinthia, she's my sister, and she's very supportive, inspirational, as well as an author of her up-and-coming book. She is also a freedom fighter for us to get our lives on deck and for us to get along with each other so that we can start building these wealthy families and these empires that are made of real, genuine, hard work and our ingenious ideas. Basically, I'd like to thank you, Corinthia. I did say, well, I had 10, you know, after doing a little bit of research, my sister, I said, let's go ahead and we're going to have to corner what the market really is. A lot of my friends are out of work currently, either due to injury on the workplace or either the color of their skin. So with that, I've been really exposed to lately. This is how I lost my job it's been 16 years ago that I lost my job, my corporate job, which also left me, you know, with emotional and mental scarring and so forth, and also the inability to remain stable after that point. That's why I speak so strongly about, you know, what we need to do, because I'm seeing it happen every day. In the corporate world of where you're working and how you're, you know, going to school to get these educations, with the unemployment rate being so high and then not also being unemployable by the color of your skin, is also another major concern that I have. You know, we talk a lot about things that could solve our problems, and one of them is, you know, basically we've been coming around the word education. See, I was brought up, Corinthia, to, you know, in a private school education, and so was everyone else in my family. So we have that whole mentality of we need to, you know, go to school, get an education, vote, all of the things that I was brought up on, really, in the true actuality today, haven't brought me any promise. It hasn't brought
Absolutely.
Any promise for my kids to have. It hasn't brought any promise. You understand? No promise whatsoever to my family as a generational wealth or anything. Go ahead.
Absolutely. I understand everything you're saying, because when we actually, I'll probably give it like 40, 50 years ago, our parents always worked for other people, and they thought that that was to raise your children, and outside of all that, they wanted us to go to college and get a good job, not get our own businesses. So we were taught how to begin to continue to be, have that mentality to work for somebody and not have your own. And that's really kind of like a slave mentality, working still in the cotton field, but in another area of the cotton field.
Yes.
And so once you do that, when you reach your time to retire, your body is broken down, and you really haven't earn much of anything, and you're living on a fixed income that barely can take you through the month. So now it's time for us to teach our children something different. Basically, teach them not to go for a job, but go for their own businesses and opportunities that are out there, so they can be an independent person and be able to be a job to our community and help our community.
That's right. The difference, what I've learned in general, and he is a European man, and I learned from him reason why, you know, he really, really taught me something about, you know, the difference between wages and profits. This man is the unlikeliest, unusual character to have been saying the things that he has said, but I had firmly agreed with everything he said. He said, for one, you have to, you know, look at your situation like this. When you begin, you have to give thanks. For one, you have to be very appreciative of the things that you have. Then also, two, you have to give something to a charitable source. And then also, two, you need to have a higher power. And a higher power, and this is a white man saying this, you need to have a higher power. You need to look at giving back to your own, too, as well. In order for anyone to build on anything, we have to be able to establish something. And so this is what I've been doing all these years. I told you, when me and Corinthia, we've been friends for quite a minute. And when we started talking, we were, you know, pretty much networking ideas. And, you know, as far as what, you know, books and how to write books and what platforms you can go through, things that can, you know, lend an ear and an expertise and experience to other people so that they could be able to see the struggles and how you overcame it. You overcame a great deal, Corinthia, and my hat's off to you. I mean, you basically have seen in your book, I Can't Wait to Be the First One to Purchase, is going to be able to put people in a more spiritual sense of where they are, as well as my book as well, too. I had collaborated on these 10 things, and I know my sister's going to help me with them. The first thing, well, when I said let's talk basic English, we have number one. One thing that we must stop doing is killing other people because of gang affiliation. That's one thing that the black community has to stand firm on to stop. That means murdering anyone. Number two.
I agree.
Agree totally. You know, we have all this Black Lives Matter, but you know what? Does Black Lives Matter to blacks? Let's get that shit on there, out in the open. If you want the police officer, if you want these city officials and workers and so forth to give you some respect, then you have to respect your lives yourself. So you can't really say that if you're allowing your children to go out and take part in getting in gangs and you're not paying attention to what your children are doing, you are setting up yourself as well as the rest of our communities for a letdown. That means, in other words, you need to give those kids some time. You need to be more affluent in their lives. These friends and homies and homeboys and homegirls need to get out and help you with these children. It should not be the grandparents as it has been lately, and it should not be any one black man or even brown man that should be slain by another that looks just like him. That is just unacceptable, period.
Exactly.
Number two, working for anyone other than yourself and growing your own empire. That's what we have to do. That's what me and Corinthia are out here telling you today. You have to find what it is in your life that makes you special and what expertise do you have. If you're a good sandwich maker, well, you could start your own sandwich chain and franchise it out so that we can give these black children, your family members, jobs to be able to run those jobs, be able to run those businesses accurately. You, just like the Mexican man told my good friend of mine, Malcolm X, the new Malcolm X, he told him, why would I hire you when I can go get someone out the bed? Like that. So the bottom line is, okay, that's the way you should be thinking. Number three, have a large federal debt to the government for education that you can't find work. That is unacceptable.
Absolutely.
If you're digging a large debt with the educational ed fund system, then you're digging yourself a hole. If you have a way out to get out, you need to get from under that. That is something that you will never cease. They will run you down and hunt you down. So if there's some type of way that you can, if you become disabled for any reason, you need to get up out of that, because that's going to carry you for the rest of your life. It affects your credit, it affects everything that you do, and you'll be working, you'll be dead before you pay that money back. Trust me.
I agree.
Especially if you're not having any work in that area, right? Okay, four.
Yeah.
Number four is sitting around on your ass without building your presence in the money market while collecting government assistance and or instruction with any of your economic and financial planning future goals. That means if you're sitting around collecting any type of, you know, Section 8, whatever the case may be, and you're not doing nothing, it's okay to collect it. Nothing wrong with it. Even Whoopi Goldberg was on the welfare when she had her daughter. The bottom line is, how long are you going to be on it?
Yes.
Okay. How long are you going to continue to think somebody's going to pay your rent? How long do you think you're going to continue to get food from other people to feed your family? How long? And that even goes for people like me. How long are you going to get Social Security before they cut it out?
Yes.
Okay.
I agree.
So it's like, you know what? You need to start thinking past that. You need to start. There are programs with Social Security and, you know, for people on Social Security to start your own businesses. So I'm going to throw that out there. They help you with starting your own business. Hey, a lot of people say, well, that might be a setup. Well, whatever the case may be, you need to be trying to set yourself up to get on your own. Let's try that.
Yes.
That's number four. And that's something we must do. Because as you hear all these cutbacks and Medi-Cal cutbacks and Medicare cutbacks and taking up wheels, meals on wheels from the old people and children's lunches is no longer, you better understand, look, if they don't feed the children and the old people, well, they damn sure not going to feed you. So you got to start thinking about that.
Yeah.
Let's get off that. Let's just get on a black system. Hey, you know what? I'm down. I have a nonprofit already ready to go. If there's anybody out there that want to invest the money into it, it's already scripted and written that it will run efficiently without any crookery. Overseen by everyone who feels the same way. There we go. Number five, have not decided to put aside the past fortunes with others and everyone around you at a chance at a profitable money collaborative in the making. So that means we have to put down and lay down our issues with the brothers and the sisters. We have to put it down. We're going to have to start from a beginning where, you know what, all of the past is past. Let's get that money. Let's make that money. Let's grow some money for our families. Let's grow some money for our communities. Do I get an amen on that one? I get an amen on that one, my sister?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen. Let's start thinking of those terms. These are things that I think in my life, and I feel that everyone else should consider in as well. You know, Carithia, she's right on my team right here. Anything you input you want to give, just give it in. Number six. Investing in your communities and its small business owners. Okay, now you know what? A girlfriend of mine, Delita, she went to a black establishment up here in, I believe, up in Hemet, and she was trying to spend her money, so she was very discouraged this past, I think it was Saturday. She said she stood there forever and nobody came out to get her, so she ended up going to Walmart. Okay, so let's start with this. We need to have integrity. We need to operate our businesses not on the CPT time. Okay, so that means, in other words, we need to have someone there at all times. We should never be slacking. We should hire people. And you know what? That's why I call too. When you have people who are your family, people, I mean, some people might say it's not true, but we're talking about parents with their children. My brother has 12 children. He has 12 very smart, unique children. Putting those kids in those businesses in which you're starting is the best way to go. You can have better control.
Exactly.
You can raise them from inside the stomach all the way outside to their feet on the ground to toddlers on up. You can raise them to be thinking more so of bringing money into the family unit. And you give them a job. You put them to work. All right? If you got to work for someone else for the time, go right ahead, Carithia.
It's a young lady that's in Compton. She's around 32 years old. She just opened up her second black-owned grocery store.
It's a food outlet.
And I mean, her store is just as good as Ralph, Albertsons, and everything. And everybody is starting to get with that and starting to patronize this store. And I'm so proud of her.
Yeah, I did see my young sister. She doing it at 32. Give that shout out again. I haven't been able to get down to Compton. Where is that, her supermarket, her second location? It's in Compton on...
Compton off of Central Avenue. It's next to a CVS, behind a CVS, and it's a food outlet. And she has wonderful food.
Is that Central and Alondra? Is that Central and Alondra?
I believe it's Central and Rosecrans, I believe.
Central and Rosecrans? Okay, because I know, yeah, there's a Rite Aid right across on the northwest corner.
Right behind,
and then there's a Food for Less across the street. So wait a minute. Mm-hmm. It used to be a Food for Less on that corner. Is that the grocery store that she has,
yes.
Or is that still food? So that
it's
Food for Less used to be. Where is it? It's behind the Food for Less.
It's behind the Rite Aid, directly behind
the Rite Aid. So that's on the
yes.
north. That's on the northwest corner. Okay, you guys, you got that. That's Rosecrans and Central. Yeah.
It's called
something awesome.
Food Outlet.
Food Outlet. It's the Food Outlet, black owned, 32-year-old, opening her second grocery store. That is awesome. We're on number 7. Learning the key point in point profit earning. All federal, state, county, and above laws to date. Learning the Constitution of the United States, front and back, thoroughly. These are things that are very important. C, understanding and comprehending the U.S. and foreign tax laws as well. We need to know these things. D,
yes, we do.
Learning and making yourself expert in credit reporting, repairing, and maneuvering the FICO and credit bureaus.
That's very
classes.
Crucial.
I've taken
very.
Them.
Very
I've
crucial.
Taken classes. I'm even thinking about learning how to
I'm
repair credit myself.
I'm a real
so you're
estate
broker?
And I repaired many people of credit reports and driven their FICO score up highly. And I taught people how to do it when you can't afford to get someone else to do it, because that right there tells
wow.
you about yourself.
Basically,
you may have several things on your credit, and it's overwhelming, and you just don't feel like you can fix your credit. Sometimes
right.
it's really, really hard to fix it. And I have really encouraged some people when it was too bad to file bankruptcy, because bankruptcy isn't bad if you do
okay.
it all together and you wipe everything out, and within 2 years you're going to have a better credit report as well as FICO score. If it's really big, if you have a lot of things on there. But if you have a lot of little things on there, how you do it, you pay one thing off at a time, and then you make sure
okay.
that you're able to get it deleted off your credit before you pay it off, because some credit bureaus won't delete it, or the people that you owe won't delete it until you make arrangements and they send you a paper
sure,
saying
yeah.
once it's paid, it can be deleted. So those are some of the things you need to know if you try and pay it off. But
that's
if you
right.
can go bankruptcy, and within 2 years or even less than 2 years, people are going to start trying to give you credit again. So don't always think
uh-huh.
bankruptcy is the worst thing to do, because black folks were taught that was the worst thing to do. But white folks just filing bankruptcy forever, over and over again, and starting over again.
What? Kind of funny that I am noticing. Now, let me ask you, since I didn't know you were into credit repair, let me ask you a question. I was over in a conversation with a friend of mine talking to a young man who is thinking about buying a house. She's a real estate agent as well. And his question was, he was talking about going and doing a bankruptcy as well. He said he owed about maybe $16,000 or so. And let me tell you, if for any reason that you don't hear me for a minute, just hang on, because sometimes when we're talking really serious stuff, I'm here to tell you the devil be working. But anyways, how much would you say? I mean, he was $16,000, and my friend advised him not to do a bankruptcy on something like that. She said that's kind of like having a car repo. And she was like, you know, that what would you say would be bankruptable?
Put it this way. Debt. I filed bankruptcy myself when everybody was losing their home. I filed bankruptcy because I was in a huge wreck. I was at the point where my car was being repossessed. My house was
mm-hmm,
being foreclosed
mm-hmm.
upon. So what I
okay,
did,
okay.
since I'm into real estate, buying my property to get my payments down lower, because at this
mm-hmm,
point,
mm-hmm.
my mortgage had went up to $4,500, which was definitely
mm-hmm,
impossible
mm-hmm.
for me to pay. But also, I couldn't
right.
lose my car, because this took me every morning to dialysis.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to figure out what to do. So what I did, I filed for bankruptcy, but at the same time, I was modifying my property. And my bankruptcy attorney said, don't do anything until your property is completed with modification. So I've not finished modifying my mortgage. Got my mortgage down from $4,500 to $800 per month. With tax included, I paid $1,000. And then I saved my car by filing bankruptcy. They wanted to take the car. They wanted me to buy a new car, but I wanted the car that I had purchased because I already put my $65,000 into the car. I only owe about $15,000. So I ended up having the bankruptcy court allowing me to keep the car, and they wiped $20,000 off the car, and I kept the car and only had to pay $5,000. And then 7 months after that, everybody started trying to give me credit again. My FICO score went from 400 to 630 within 6 months. And it's been 2 years, and now my FICO score is 785.
Right on, my sister. That's what I'm talking about. Wow. Now,
it's not,
so
it's not bad.
For everybody,
it
but it's not
you,
bad. But
it prepares you for a new life. That's what it does. But black folks are brainwashed and think that bankruptcy is bad. Nothing is bad.
Right.
It gives you a new beginning.
My mother did two bankruptcies. Shit, I mean, Kat, she was on the show.
Nothing is bad. Remember, nothing is bad that gives you a new beginning.
Okay, so bankruptcy is not, nothing is bad to start all over, in other words. So in other words, we can safely say if your home and your vehicle and the things that keep you to getting your livelihood is in jeopardy, then bankruptcy may be the answer.
If you're stressed,
I wish I would have had that idea. I should have done that, yeah.
If you're
it makes
stressed,
good sense. I mean, I could have did bankruptcy myself.
If you're stressed and just don't know what to do and you feel like you don't have no way out, the best thing to do is file bankruptcy, because a bankruptcy might be on your credit, but all that other stuff won't be on it no more. So one bankruptcy ain't going to hurt you worse than all them other things that you definitely can't pay off, and it's going to stress you and can possibly cause you illness in the long run.
To die.
So really,
clear your credit.
So bankruptcy isn't bad.
Absolutely.
Don't ever let nobody say it's bad, because it isn't. It made my life so much better.
Okay, so we got a testimony here that bankruptcy is not bad. Thank you. God bless you for that, because, hey, it was a question that I did want to address. So also, along with learning about the credit bureaus, they even have a test. TransUnion has a, well, you know what, I'm with, what is it, a credit reporting from credit.com. That's it. And they offer even little tests, you know, and little quizzes to help you learn about credit and what's the difference between debt, over debt, all the five important issues about credit. These are things that we have to get to know. We're on number eight.
I know a lot about credit because, like I told you, I also used to do credit repairs. One thing about credit, what everybody needs to understand, whenever someone issues you a certain amount of credit, always keep that credit under 50% of what is offered to you. Because once you get over that 50% threshold, your credit FICO score begins to fall. You want to always keep it 50% or under, and it makes your FICO score stay up and go up higher. But whenever you go over, your FICO score starts dropping. Always.
Well, you know, I don't know if you still do that or whatever the case may be, but, you know, I mean, I could really, you know, use a little bit about it, but I've taken some tests. Maybe, you know, maybe we'll talk about this after the show, and maybe you can kind of, you know, write us up a little briefing to get ourselves a little bit more familiar with it, you know, and then I can post it for everybody to see so they can start kind of working on their own. I know one thing that you can do too. If you go to, if you apply for credit and you get denied credit, you can also get your credit reports. And this is what you should do. If you get denied for credit, you go through Equifax, and you can get your credit report for free. And if you get, say, if you get three, see, you're allowed three credit reports per year, and you want all three. You want Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. So it's just a little hint out there. When you get denied for credit, you go ahead and you go to TransUnion, and you go ahead and request your, you know, at each little, at each of the three, you request your credit report. It is free to you up for a whole year. You get those, and then you start working on. You can even, and I did this too, you can dispute some of the things on your credit yourself through TransUnion and Equifax. They do have it where you can do it online. If you have any documentation that supports the fact that that credit should be off of your you know, off your record, you can go ahead and dispute that with them personally. Number eight, having not understood the difference between wages and profit, definitions and similarities are very important. Wages and profits are two different on each, on two different platforms, and you have to understand that. Number nine, disrespecting and condoning any and all negative influences, either by social media interactions and including personal and privately. You cannot be disrespecting one another in any form. Number 10, reading to your little ones from the inside of the womb and up until when they're able to read themselves. Note, preventing early parenthood, supporting abstinence and moral and moral and model character building, strong parent bonding, and supporting parent and teacher unification, technology, internet relations with teachers a plus. Establishing your child's identity and their skills and their creativity, and teaching them your expertise and creative genius as well. Utilizing time together to spend about knowledgeable things in their world, as well as the growing up in the backgrounds of their friends, home life as well. These steps can be implemented in our families, and we can get a hold on our futures at the earliest of age. It is easy to teach a child new things, but it's hard to tell an old dog to change its spots, learning together one day at a time. Yeah, we're down about 3 minutes for the rest of the show, Corinthia. You have been really great. it's too short to be able. I thank you. We're down to two. Well, we're down to 2.5 minutes. Is there any love that you want to send a shout out to? Anything you want to give up?
Yeah, I just want to say, us as Black people need to really stay strong and stay together and not give up on one another. Don't just say to a family member, "I'm through with you." We all need to come together and be together and understand the way we are. Stems from slavery. We still have some slavery mentalities in our mind, and we got to get over those.
Yes,
come together.
Yes. Mentality of what everybody perceived us to be is not the way that we are, and we are more so connected than we were yesterday. Today, we are connected in the sense of unification as an understanding one another, to be there for one another. We do see what the world around us has and what it doesn't have for us. We've already taken our chances. This is not a hand out. This is a hand up. We must take that hand and run with it. And we must lead and guide our own families and our own business and our own ideas. We have to do this. This is most important for all of us. When I take this time out and I share all of my experiences with you and I bring people to be able to speak for me and speak to you, it's only in regards to unifying ourselves and getting more stronger in our communities. You know what? It doesn't seem real and it doesn't seem like it's doable, but it is. It is doable. With a few little simple ideas and a lot of respect and a lot of understanding, listening, empathy, things like that all do depend on our how we behave towards each other. Integrity, one of the main things. Like I said, if you have a business, you need to think business-minded. You need to get more affluent with the laws, tax credits, credit reporting, and all of these things are very important. It's now time for you to get with that Constitution of the United States. You need to understand it front and back, and you need to understand how you play a part in it. These are things that you must learn. These are things that you must do. You have to understand what tax credits are, what you can claim, what you cannot claim, and also, too, you have to be more prevalent inside of your family's homes and in your communities. You have to start reaching out to your friends and family to be supportive, not of the nonsense that they may see, but to be supportive of you upbringing your empire and building. We all have to think in that kind of sense. We're empire building one day at a time, one brick at a time, together in this struggle. We can overcome. I'd like to thank everybody out there and all the people in all the countries who are supporting me. I'm now in 10 countries and one continent. God bless. I'm very thankful for that. And with that, I'm going to be ending tonight's show and sending my love to you all. Thank you for joining in the show. And I will be here tomorrow night, same time, same place. Wait, hold on. I think I have a caller. Hello? Hello? Hello, yeah. I thought I had a caller. Well, we're ending the show tonight. So with all of my love and my peace and my understanding and my wisdom and the things that you bring forth to me, God bless you. Have a peaceful night. See you tomorrow night, same time, same place, same station. This is Genius Growth Theory ending for the night. God bless.